Yes, he had several girlfriends. Soon as he found a girl to mistreat him or trifle, he would quit her. He never was married, as far as I know. My troubles with his mother made him afraid of marriage somewhat. I'm a sober man, and as far as I know, Perry is also a person that don't like drunks. Perry is like myself a great deal. He likes company of decent type. Outdoors people. He, like myself, likes to be by himself. Also, he likes best to work for himself, as I do. I'm a jack of all trades, so to speak, master of few, and so is Perry. I showed him how to make a living working for himself as a fur trapper, prospector, carpenter, woodsman, horses, etc. I know how to cook, and so does he. Not a professional cook, just plain cooking for himself. Bake bread, etc. Hunt and fish. Trap, do most anything else. As I said before, Perry likes to be his own boss, and if he is given a chance to work at a job he likes, tell him how you want it done, then leave him alone. He will take great pride in doing his work. If he sees the boss appreciates his work, he will go out of his way for him. But don't get tough with him. Tell him in a pleasant way how you want to have it done. He is very touchy. His feeling is very easily hurt, and so are mine. I have quit several jobs, and so has Perry on account of bully bosses. Perry does not have much schooling. I don't either. I only had second reader. But don't let that make you think we are not sharp. I'm a self-taught man, and so is Perry. A white-collar job is not for Perry or me. But outdoors jobs we can master, and if we can't, show him or me how it's done, and in just a couple of days we can master a job or machine. Books are out. Actual experience we both catch on right now if we like to work at it. First of all, we must like the job. But now he's a cripple and almost middle-aged man. Perry knows he is not wanted now by contractors. Cripples can't get jobs on heavy equipment unless you are well known to the contractor. He is beginning to realize that. He is beginning to think of a more easier way of supporting himself in line with my life. I'm sure I'm correct. I also think speed is no longer his desire. I notice all that now in his letters to me. He says, "Be careful, Dad. Don't drive if you feel sleepy. Better stop and rest by the roadside." These are the same words I used to tell him. Now he is telling me. He's learned a lesson. As I see it, Perry has learned a lesson he will never forget. Freedom means everything to him. You will never get him behind bars again. I'm quite sure I'm right. I notice a big change in the way he talks. He deeply regrets his mistake, he told me. I also know he feels ashamed to meet people he knows. He will not tell them he was behind bars. He asked me not to mention where he is to his friends. When he wrote and told me he was behind bars, I told him let that be a lesson. That I was glad that it happened that way when it could have been worse. Someone could have shot him. I also told him to take his term behind bars with a smile. You done it yourself. You know better. I didn't raise you to steal from others, so don't complain to me how tough it is in prison. Be a good boy in prison. And he promised that he would. I hope he is a good prisoner. I'm sure no one will talk him into stealing anymore. The law is boss. He knows that. He loves his freedom.